The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week, we'll talk with Missouri Corn CEO Gary Marshall. We'll talk about E15, flooding, and disaster aid. That's all coming up in just a moment.
Our trading relationship with Mexico and Canada is critical to the success of American agriculture. Our North American neighbors buy more than $3.2 billion of U.S. corn products annually, supporting thousands of American jobs and farms. Now we can solidify this valuable partnership through the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Learn more about the importance of USMCA for corn growers at mocorn.org. Brought to you by Missouri Corn Growers. Working together, we're growing corn markets with exports, ethanol, and livestock.
Again, Gary Marshall, Missouri Corn CEO, is our guest this week. And Gary, starting off the good news here, just last week, EPA announced its rule to allow year-round sales of E15.
Absolutely good news. You know, it's something that we've been advocating for, oh gosh, since about 2011. Tried to get the Obama administration to do it, and now finally President Trump and his administration have decided to move forward on E15. We think that's going to be great for rural America. It's going to be great for our consumers across Missouri and across the U.S. because they're going to get a high-quality product at a decent price, and it's going to help clean up the air all at the same time. So should be a good win for all of America getting E15.
A big win, no doubt, and more on that later, but unfortunately a lot of farmers here in Missouri along the Missouri River and other areas remain flooded right now. So can you provide an update for folks about the impact of that flooding?
Well, I tell you, Michael, it's tough. It reminds me, I was doing this job back in 93 and again in 95 when we fought floods both of those years. And it's just a terrible, terrible time out there right now. The Missouri River is flooded. The Mississippi River is flooded. And then you start looking at the smaller rivers that feed into the Missouri or feed into the Mississippi. And we've seen it in 93 and 95. And I think we're going to be facing a lot of the same things. Most of the levees have overtopped. A lot of them have breached, and it's going to take a long time to recover from those areas. So the best thing we can hope for is that we get some dry spell maybe starting next week, and maybe we can sock some more corn into the ground, because I do think farmers, if they're given a chance, are still going to plant corn probably up at least until the 15th to the 20th of June. So we'll have an opportunity for growers to start getting something in the ground if it dries up. And if it doesn't, you know, then, gosh, we're going to have to look towards next year, I guess, because it's tough out there right now.
Well, for those farmers who are suffering from the more severe flood damage, it took several tries, but Congress has finally passed disaster relief funding.
Absolutely. That's going to be a godsend. It's not going to come right away, but eventually that money will get here, and it's going to help not only our farmers, but it'll also help with the infrastructure. We've had a lot of, again, of the levees that have been breached and overtopped, and so it's going to take a lot of work to get those back up to speed and running again, and roads and bridges and, I mean, you name it, county roads, state roads, just a whole lot of assistance is going to be needed across Missouri and, frankly, across the Midwest. So, again, a tough time, but it's nice to get that disaster assistance out there. Hopefully, there's not a lot of red tape so we can get it back here to the farmers that need it as quickly as possible.
And as we wrap up, Gary, whether it's flooding and trying to produce a crop or trade issues and trying to market a crop and the consideration of current prices, how important is this new E15 market for farmers moving forward?
Yeah, that E15 market, it's the only new corn grind that we're going to see here in the U.S. in the next year or two. And I say that because the livestock industry is relatively stagnant. We're seeing good exports, but domestically, the growth of the ethanol industry has to come through E15 in the next couple of years. And then after that, we're working longer term on a high-octane, low-carbon initiative. Those markets a little bit farther away, but that E15 market is here. It's the first time that we've been able to market E15 in the summertime, so that should help the ethanol industry out a little bit, which in turn hopefully grinds more corn. So, you know, got to have something positive out there, and maybe that's the positive news along with the disaster assistance, and then the president's helping to send some trade mitigation dollars back to farmers as well. And then finally, we have crop insurance, which is going to be a godsend for us that we didn't have the same type of crop insurance back in 93 or 95. So hopefully that helps our farmers out. You got to really feel bad for all the folks that are suffering from floods and tornadoes and everything else this summer.
Gary, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Michael.
Again, that's Gary Marshall, CEO, Missouri Corn, our guest on this week's Missouri Corn Update. Learn more online at mocorn.org.